Real people,
real celebrities,
real talk.
Join the Breakfast Club.
Blast off in your
weekday
ear.
Morning, 6 to 10.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Special guest in the morning with us, Miss Cheryl Underwood.
Yay!
Cheryl! Well, thank you for having me on the talk this week.
Can I tell you something? I think you did an excellent, excellent job. And, well, to keep my good CBS job, I'm going to say this. You were one of the few people that I thought engaged us back and forward. Mm-hmm. You kind of fit in with the table. You was looking handsome. You was smelling good.
He's like one of the girls.
Yes.
Definitely one of the girls.
No, he wasn't one of the girls. He was a dude holding his own.
Word.
Wouldn't you feel that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. And I like what you did. You kept the flow going. You was real. You was yourself. You know, a lot of the old people was like, Charlamagne, that's a beautiful name. I read about him in college. But, you know, they didn't know it was you. Right. But I thought it was good. Did y'all dig it? I dug it.
I like it. I like being in places that I'm not used to being. You know what I mean? Places maybe I guess we shouldn't be.
Right. And I think you got your joke off, you know, and I thought that was very good.
That was the truth, though. Marilyn Manson really did get his ribs removed so he could suck his own.
Well, see, they can say that on here.
No, you really can't.
But when, oh, you can't?
No, you can't say that.
Okay, so here's the thing. And the reason I loved what you did on our show, because you brought the realness. You kept a gangster with Mrs. O, you know, Sharon Osbourne, you know, doing her thing. But there are terms that I think Lisa Spallers, with PR, there are terms that I use that sometime I'm new to CBS. I don't know if they understand.
Got you.
Like, blow your back out.
He said, blow your back out.
I said it. Uh-oh. I said it on the show. They were talking about somebody. I said,
blow your back out. You and Tyson Beckford. Is that what you were talking about when you said?
Oh, no, that didn't happen. Okay. That could have happened. But it was fight weekend.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That could have happened.
Well, they bleeped Sharon yesterday on TV.
Right, because she said another word.
I don't even remember what she said.
I don't know if I can say it here.
Say it. Say whatever you want.
Fugly.
Oh, you can't say fugly?
Well, see, we're a different type of show. You know, we daytime and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I like that. I mean, when I said, you know, if you get a dude, come over, let him smash.
Mm-hmm.
I said that on the talk. Let him smash.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, they were kind of looking at me like, smash? What is this? What is he crushing?
You real kidding me, Michelle.
I try to get gully on the show, you know.
You little kinky, you little freaky.
Yeah, you know, I real talk. You know, like, I think I asked, was it Brian Glazer? Did I say, real talk, tell me if Lenny Kravitz going to be on Empire. He's like, I can't tell you. I said, blink if Lenny Kravitz going to be on Empire. You know, so I keep a gangster like
right.
that. Okay. That's how we roll. But I know where I am.
Word,
you know, it's nice being on CBS. And I'm glad that you came on because I want people to get to know us.
Yeah.
You know, and I want people to get to know, and I think we have an opportunity to do something. There's enough money for The View, there's enough money for The Real, and there's enough money for The Talk.
But ain't y'all the highest rated out of all of them, from what I heard?
I think we're doing pretty good. Are we doing pretty good? Lisa Spallers, see, when you have PR that keep you where you are, go, put the camera on the cute little girl right here. That's how you do. You know, I got fight tickets from them.
Oh.
Wow. Man, so you know you're doing good.
Man,
you got the fight tickets?
Have you seen the picture of me and Mark Wahlberg?
Oh, he photobombed you.
Yeah, no, he photobombed Jake Gyllenhaal.
Uh-huh.
We was all up on, and I was like, I wanted to do people see him all up on.
Yeah, it looked like y'all was booed up.
Yeah, booed up, lopless.
I like how the talk make you wear your CBS thing just to keep you aware. Like, all right, now, when you go to
the you can't just walk in.
CBS ID.
You can't just walk in. You got to walk in and... You know, you can't just walk in. And I wear this all over the place. You know how much free stuff you get for this? People give you coffee and donuts. It's like being NYPD. They give you everything up in here. But I was at the fight, right? So I'm at the fight.
Yeah.
Good. People walking up to me. They, what you think gonna happen? And I was like, what? They said, Tommy Hearns, what do you think's gonna happen? You lost a lot of weight. Hitman, when you gonna get back to the ring? I was like,
Shut up. They did not.
I said 12 rounds of boxing. When you gonna come out of retirement? So
they did not call her no damn.
You know, I was walking past Muhammad Ali and said, Joe Frazier, you still ugly. Okay, what we doing? I'm just happy that you came to visit us. I'm happy.
Hey, I'm happy to be there.
And you coming to Caroline's?
Yes, I'll be at Caroline's.
You bringing your girlfriends? You bring
your
whole table?
Yes, we came last time too.
Turn down for welcome. We toss it up now.
I'll be there.
Drink for drink, joke for joke. These are things I cannot say on CBS that will be said at Caroline's. Thursday night, we got one show, two shows on Friday, two on Saturday. Got Mike Washington from Washington, D.C., and Kyle Irby. Got two guys on the show to represent the fellas.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
You know, and I try to get the representation of the fellas, male rights activism, you know, because I don't want people to think that my show is against anything. thing. I do tell women what they need to do to keep their man. Mm-hmm. You know, things like that.
Like suck penis.
No, like shut your mouth and stop bothering him while he's watching TV. You know, let him have his space. Let him be the man. See, men want strong women by their side, but they also want women to understand, well, you need to step back and let me be the man. I am the man in your life. You can't be the man and the woman in your life. And I'm not saying we're not
Bruce
strong.
Bruce Jenner disagrees with that.
Well, let me tell you about Bruce Jenner. First of all, I love what Bruce Jenner is doing with his life. I'm digging it. I'm digging it. You know, a lot of people don't have that kind of courage at the age he is to say, this is me, I'm free, dig it or don't dig it. You know what I'm saying? He a Kardashian.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Now, I want to hear
from
Chris.
Jenner.
A Jenner.
No, he a Kardashian. Oh, once he married. Follow me right there. Okay. Right? But once you marry Kris Jenner, now I'm going to tell you something. I don't think I'm strong enough for my man, you know, on the first date to unhook and go, da-da.
He got the brawn.
I ain't strong enough for mine. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But if I love you, let's do this, Brutus. You know what I'm saying? We love each other. Just don't bust out my shoes with your big ass feet. You know what I'm saying?
Don't you think it's kind of confusing, though? Because people got mad at me because I recognize him as a woman.
Uh-huh.
And I said, if he still sleeps with a woman, he's a lesbian. And people got mad at me for that. Like, he ain't no lesbian. You don't understand. I'm like, well, clearly I don't.
Well, until he tell us what he is or we see it on the video, then we're trying to be respectful.
Yeah.
Look, let me tell you something. I only know you to be a respectful kind of guy.
Yeah. What?
You yes, he's respectful.
I am. Don't
he get gully
me.
When he need to get gully. You know what I'm saying?
I'll show respect.
Do you know what you said about your sorority?
What did you say?
Now, hold on. Let's
That's another point.
Don't back out now, Charlamagne.
Wait. I can take it. What did you say?
I want you to, okay. This was a misunderstanding.
Okay, give me the
now. You tell me if I'm wrong.
No. Say it.
Some of the Zetas got upset with me because I gave a girl from CNN Donkey of the Day for mistaking,
saying that we were gang.
For gang members.
That's
right?
That's right.
So I asked the question. I said, "Are Zetas still big?" And then I said that was the stereotype when I was coming up that Zetas were big.
Right.
And then I said that I always liked Zetas because they kept mad snacks and know how to work the Farming Grill.
Okay, now, to my sorrows of Zeta Phi Beta, across the world, we know we are voluptuous. Mm-hmm. When I was president, I said that because we have a principle, finer womanhood is how a woman carries herself. Whatever you are, you better love yourself for whatever you are. And being a Zeta should enhance the quality of your life.
Mm-hmm.
I am voluptuous now. I was really thin when I was joining Zeta Phi Beta. At that time, you could pledge. I was really thin. And all organizations got voluptuous women in them. All organizations got women that know how to run the George Foreman Grill and have mad snacks. Real talk.
But I don't understand why they got mad. I'm like, it's not like I got on the radio and said, Zeta's a fact.
All Zetas were pissed, though.
That's basically what you said.
No, I did
right.
not.
But one thing I would say about my sorrows, we're going to represent.
Yes,
so
did.
I'm proud of my sorrows for keeping it 1920 on you for something that they didn't like.
Right.
That's what my sorrows do. See, we got the principles of Zeta Phi Beta, which is scholarship, service, sisterhood, and finer womanhood. And it's good that they could come 1920 on you and go, I'm not cool with it. But then when you explained it, then they need to go, hey, if it's true, or if it's some of us, how can you be mad?
And a lot of them tweeted me pictures like,
not all of us.
And some even understood like, well, that is the stereotype.
That's the stereotype.
Exactly.
But why don't people push the stereotype of us being the smartest? Because that's what we were. Why don't you push the stereotype of us being the only organization constitutionally bound to our brothers, Phi Beta Sigma, the only organization that had chapters in Africa, the only organization that went to D.C., another organization followed us in 1950. We bought our house in the 1950s. We bought our house on Embassy Row. So to me, if you're going to push it all, learn the history of us, learn about the Five Pearls, learn about who we are and what we do, and back to CNN and Amber. Now, I'm proud of her for clarifying and apologizing because I asked for it on another show, which I contribute to. I asked for an apology because just because we wear blue and we were all sitting together, those were some senior your sorrows in those pictures. Mm-hmm. Some Zeta Dubs. Just because, and they say, well, the pastor said gangs was going to be there. That didn't mean that those women were gangs. And you need to apologize to us just because we wear royal blue and pure white. We're not a gang. We are a civic organization founded in 1920. So what you got on your phone, babe?
I want to show you the picture that this man posted.
I didn't post that.
Oh.
Post that. Hold on.
Okay. Is that came from Charlamagne?
What's the caption?
Okay. It said, oh, Wait a minute.
It says, AKA.
And what's the note? What's the caption that I put?
Don't kill a messenger.
Exactly. I didn't make that post.
So you read.
Why would you post that?
I learned. Okay, let me tell you. I learned the social media etiquette. When you repost or retweet.
You co-signed it.
That's right. I learned it the hard way.
But that's why I put don't kill the messenger.
You should have posted
it. Because I'm letting y'all know this is what the stereotype. They got the AKA is light skin girl. Somebody else is another skin girl. Then they got a hamburger as the Zeta.
Well, and to me, this is what I tell my Sarahs. Be upset and change. Change the narrative, but also understand that some of this stuff is humor. But we're upset about it. We don't want to be perceived as. But
let me.
Can I tell you what I don't understand?
Nope.
Why is it that everybody want to call us fat until they want to kick it with us late at night, or until they want to go to the club with us, until they want to roll with us? And I know people say, "Well, Graham, because I'm the immediate past president. Why do you articulate it like that?" Because I believe that Zetas are strong enough to withstand whatever somebody says about us.
I think sometimes people just be getting mad for no reason. Like they want a reason to be mad. Like I know y'all. I'm not trying to diss y'all. Like,
well, sometimes you don't. It's hard to have a thicker skin but be the brunt of the joke at the same time. But we want to be perceived as we are. We are diverse. We're beautiful and talented women. And it's an honor and a privilege for me to be immediate past president. I will be visiting all chapters, as many as I can, for as long as I can, because I miss being out with Soros. I miss being out in community service. But one of the things that you also did was you brought to your audience Greek letter organizations. I just received an honorary doctorate from
congratulations.
I am now Benedict Tigum.
I want to tell y'all something before y'all applaud about that. That's where Wax graduated school from. My brother Wax graduated.
Really? From Benedict?
Yes, he did.
So
he's
talking about
Wax graduated from
what graduated class?
He graduated 2010.
Right on. What's wrong with that? What's the matter?
Wax, you don't know Wax. Wax.
That big black guy out there that's.
The handsome dude that looked like he could be a stripper and security at the same time.
That guy.
I was gonna put that CBS check on him. But hey, so what's happening after this?
I can't believe he graduated from some school.
He graduated from Benedict with a business degree. That's what I saw you with the robe on yesterday. I'm like, oh, that's what's up.
Right? Can I tell you something?
Wait a minute. Back it up.
What?
Wait, I gotta ask you this. Wax went to school and graduated.
Wax graduated. Got a business degree from Benedict, girl.
He got a degree?
Yes.
Yes.
He cheated on somebody.
No, he didn't.
He definitely
did. They don't allow that sort of
thing.
Somebody
must have stood in for him and took his test.
Let me call Dr. Swinton, president of Benedict College, to see what happened. But let me tell you this, though. I like being here, and I want us all keep in contact with you, because I think we can do some good work with historically black colleges and universities.
Uh-huh.
I think we can stop incarcerating people and educate people, send them to school.
Mm-hmm.
So it was an honor for them to give me an honorary doctorate in humane letters, and it was an honor for me to promote this. Look, I'm on the number one network, CBS. Mm-hmm. Where can I sit with the doctorate robe and hood and cap on and talk about historically black colleges and universities? That's the
Especially
power of
Benedict.
What we do.
Benedict is a black school.
Benedict College, that's right.
London, South like Carolina, that. The Metro, like 803.
He didn't say it like the white lady that was tripping. He said, he said it pro-black, not
damn
black.
That's right.
I went to Hampton University, that's all.
Yay! The other HU, yay!
The real HU.
Oh, it's two of them, Howard and Hampton.
What you said is real, though, because Wax was facing some kidnapping charges. And when he was in the courtroom.
Real talk.
She later turned her on.
The attorney was like, look, he's in school. You know, he plays football.
Yes.
Don't send him to jail. Let him finish his degree.
Was this a misunderstanding?
Nah, he really, you know.
Can I tell you something? Real talk.
But they kept him in school. No. He graduated, and he's fine now.
But real talk, my brother oh my was goodness. In the same situation.
Kidnapped somebody? He might have been with Wax.
Did he go to Benedict also?
No, he didn't. No, but let me tell you something. We were watching the news.
Oh,
we
boy.
See, long before high-speed chases,
oh,
we
boy.
Talk about in the late 70s, 80s, high-speed chase. It's my brother.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's the feds on the other side.
Whoa.
Same situation. I was so proud of my brother. No lawyer talks his way out of it.
Really?
Wow.
And I'm going to tell you something. But look at the genius of this. My brother knew when the fake $100 bill was coming. My brother could tell you that cashier check is fake.
Really?
11th grade education, but he had the criminal intellect. So I'm not applauding that. What I'm saying is there's good in everybody.
Right, yeah.
So we use this platform. We are in radio and TV. I got a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I got Sherelle Underwood Radio, the app. I'm on social media at Sherelle Underwood. But also, I could take my Depend money, because I'm still with Depend. Got that Depend money.
Man. Depends what?
Depending on the garment.
Oh, yeah, because you suffer from bladder leakage.
That's right. I got leakage. I'm taking
my... We're going to get to that.
We're going to get to that. But I'm taking my Depend money doing some good. I'm wearing it right now. Looking sexy in the mug.
You got a campaign called Under Awareness.
Under Awareness,
because
yeah.
you suffer from bladder leakage. Now, that's what I like about you. A lot of people would keep that to themselves.
No.
But you out here with the Under Awareness and you getting the pins.
That's right. And I was at the fight wearing it. When you saw that 12 rounds of boxing, everybody would go to the bathroom. Mr. Good Hits. Miss Mayweather tagging back out. They coming back. What happened? I was like, I saw all of it.
You pee on yourself?
No, you just feel
secure.
A little leakage? But if you laugh, you know you be uh-oh.
Oh, okay.
You know.
So if you get excited.
Then you be like, ooh.
What about when you're having sex?
Oh, I get it with this because it feel just like underwear. It's the pants, silhouette, active fit.
No, but I mean when you're having sex.
Well, you got to get to it first. On. You know, you slow dragging, drinking your cocktail. You know, you shoulder leading. You know what I'm saying?
I bet you some dude out there that think you're so wet now. He like, this whole time I thought she was just getting
it
wet.
It was bladder leakage.
Wait a minute. Here's the new commercial. But she gets it in with the pen. What? They too hip. Everybody gonna run it. But if the real talk, if you just had a baby, you may have this situation.
Okay.
If you have, like I had my transmission drop. I explained that Caroline's. But I had my transmission drop, so I had bladder leakage.
Or if you own a transmission drops, Cheryl?
Colin, get a number right now. People are explaining to you about the transmission being dropped.
Okay.
I can't have no kids. If I'm having a baby, it's Christmas. Three wise men at the door. It's a tragedy because I had my transmission drop. But I like the fact that I can put my life out there.
Got you.
I like the fact that I sit at a table with women that I could talk to. Sharon Osbourne, Julie Chen, Sarah Gilbert. Sarah's at home with the baby. Just had a beautiful baby, Rose, beautiful, with Linda Perry. Now we got Gayle King going to be a guest host on the show, you know, on CBS This Morning, and with O Magazine, with Oprah Winfrey and everything.
I mean, Oprah going to be watching.
Yeah, I hope so. I'm digging what Oprah doing on OWN. I'm digging what she doing. And, you know, it's a great life right now. Plus, I need all of us to come together. Let's do some community stuff. Let's have some fun. Mm-hmm. You know, and I like being at the Chippendale show with Tyson Beckford. You know, I didn't know we was going to go down like that, you know.
You looked a little nervous out there, though, Chad.
I was worried that my wig was going to fall off.
Oh, my
you know?
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, okay. That disturbs the groove right there. As soon as your wig slide out and I look like George Jefferson underneath this, I'd be like, quack, quack, quack. You be like, that's all right. I don't want none. I'm gonna go home. What it do? You know, you don't look sexy. What?
I'm like, I know she ain't intimidated by Tyson.
No, I was more, you see, I was trying to arrange it and juggle it and pull it because it had a clip to it, right? And I didn't want to slide because my hair is fine, but I'm growing my natural hair out and everything. But I want what you have, your own hair, but I want that in the wig. And then you got the lace front with the part in it. Sometimes people let their lace hang down too low.
That ain't your real hair?
This is my real hair.
No, that's her real hair.
Oh,
I want that.
I thought you said she had a lace front.
But you was, okay.
I said when you get it, to get the part in it, you have to have a lace front. You know who got the worst lace front?
Who?
That dude that played Thor on the Avengers or whatever.
I was going to say Jamie Foxx got the worst lace
front. Shut up! Wait a minute. Jamie, my boy, though. But I was going to do these jokes to Caroline's. But, okay, did you see him sing the anthem?
Yes.
Yes, I did.
So it was a cross between Sammy Davis and Django Unchained. What was happening?
He explained it.
Black people was looking around going, is it February? What are we doing?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah comes
right. It's glory.
He gets sensitive about stuff like that.
Absolutely. But Jamie, my boy. But hey, it was a good fight. I had fun. I got photos out. I'm just having a good time. Life is good. I'm glad to be here. Mm-hmm. We come twice a year, December and in May. And I just love that God blessed me with CBS. God blessed me with radio. Mm-hmm. God blessed me to do something for Historically Black College and University. My real goal is to get diversity. If you get more people, we can be historically black in origin. Yeah. But we need to get all people to go to these schools. So when they try to cut the funds, what you're doing is you're cutting Americans and international students from getting a good education. You get a quality education at a historically black college or university. But also, we got the freedom to be in the media, to tell these jokes.
Gotcha.
We've gotten to the point where we can't tell the jokes no more.
Right.
People are so sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay for you
That's
to disagree
true.
With the joke, but let the joke happen before you get all trippy. That's why I wanted to come here and commend you on what you did in the talk. And I enjoyed what you did, and I think we all enjoyed what you did. Yeah, there's some sensitivity. Mm-hmm. Some things got to be dropped because we are in daytime, but I've learned my lesson as well. I got caught up in something, and I had the ability to go to my people and explain it.
Gotcha.
And I'm now more conscious on what I say because now I represent all of us. But just think if all of us was to take one day, tell the brothers and sisters where we're going to meet, and we march to make sure not only do we stop police brutality, but we stop the predatory activities against police. We need the police. Mm-hmm. You can't do this because then they're going to look back at us. When we need help, you're not going to want to help us because you go, oh, here they go.
Yeah.
Here they go. Right. And then we need to be able to get our education, run our businesses. We need to be able to live as all Americans want to live.
We need good police officers.
That's right. And if you're a bad police officer, you need to go through the system. Mm-hmm. So what that young lady is trying to do in Baltimore was a good thing. And for people criticizing her, the district attorney, going to the Prince concert where her husband bought the ticket.
Yeah, but the concert is to help the people of Baltimore.
Yes. What's wrong with that? That's what I don't understand. But then what are we going to do as a people when your infrastructure is predominantly you, but you're still being oppressed?
Right.
True.
See, we can't holler when it's just them, when it's us. But if you're not part of the process, we've organized. Now let's register to vote. Let's take back our communities. Let's buy our homes because that's property tax. Let's put our kids through school. Let's get grocery stores in our neighborhood. See, these are the things that I want to do. Right. And to bring it back to the Z5B, as a media past president of Zeta, we were the only organization that had town hall meetings for healthcare reform. We were out there doing things. I wish Greek Letter Organization would do more. Mm-hmm. You know, I wish all 100 Black Men links. I wish all these street soldiers that's representing these duffel bag boys would come together and do some good. Because when we were younger, if you look at Bumpy Johnson and all these things, they were doing things, but they were also doing good in the community. Let's make this happen. So that's all I'm saying.
How you become a Republican talking like that?
You know, see, I am the different Republican. I am the Republican. Go to the meeting. Go. We about to lose again. Who voted on this? Man, you ain't gonna beat Hillary with this. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
But if Hillary believe that she got our vote on lock. You need to tell me, what did you do to help Loretta Lynch get confirmed when it took so long? Mm. What are you doing to back up President Obama, who is the standard bearer of the Democratic Party? Don't you think you got our vote on lock?
Right.
Because where the Lord raised up President Obama when he was Senator Obama and nobody knew he was going to run, she thought she had it in the bag, and then this fine brother got up and gave this speech and licked his lips like LL Cool J and looked at all the ladies. For all the ladies in the house. I said, I'm going to vote for him. I'm still a Republican. I'm going to vote for him.
Do you get flack from other Republicans for supporting Obama?
Sometimes they do. Sometimes they trip. But I tell them, am I not an American?
Word.
My check that goes into whatever donation I give in a Republican Party give me the right to support whoever I want to. Mm, and we need to get back to the point where we support what's good for our country. If you give me a Republican presidential candidate, I think Jeb Bush got a shot at it. But I think Hillary got the better shot at it. But don't just do it just because I'm female. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will say, I did vote for President Obama mainly because he was a brother.
Damn
and
right.
He was qualified and he was at the right time. And I think he's going to go down in history as one of our greatest presidents. But that's what's good for me to come on Urban Radio, have my own podcast and my own app.
Mm-hmm.
We are not a political show on the talk. Right. We are a show about talking about issues and being relatable to people. Mm-hmm. We're a different type of show. But look how you allow me to show a side of my personality. If you look at that Laugh-A-Palooza footage, everybody that saw Unsung was asking me about the Laugh-A-Palooza footage.
Mm-hmm.
That Jamie Foxx, that's why he's my boy, that allowed me to say, back after September 11th, I gave a pro-Bush, pro-Republican, pro-United States comedic speech.
Mm-hmm.
In Atlanta. I thought I was going to get booed. I was scared.
Mm-hmm.
But the people allowed me to say what I needed to say. So I believe I should stay in the Republican Party and articulate certain things that they're not going to hear. Don't run us out the Republican Party so you can have everything one way.
Mm-hmm.
Stand strong as a people, as Americans, and say, I don't agree with this. We're going to lose another election because y'all tripping.
Well, you know, a lot of Black people just automatically dismiss Republicans just because.
You shouldn't do that.
Tell them why.
Two things you should do. You should watch Fox News because then you'll understand how people think.
Mm-hmm.
And second,
which is not a good thing.
Well, you,
I love Bill O'Reilly.
Sometimes not a good thing.
It's not a good thing. So
I watch it, but it makes me mad.
And that's right. And you want to have that visceral reaction.
Right.
So, but you want to be able to understand how people feel. Like most people don't know how we feel.
Yeah.
That you and I, Charlamagne, could be going somewhere. They pull us over. I got the mouth, but you the man, and we may not make it home.
Yeah.
They don't understand living in this skin. And we don't understand how they feel about us.
Yeah.
But they feel safe to say it over there. You see what I'm saying? Is it covert or overt that's killing us? Overt is what you know. You don't want me here, I don't want to be here. Mm-hmm. Covert is, well, we're just not going in that direction that way.
Right.
But you already the same thing. Yeah. So what I'm saying is, I was a Republican and still am a Republican that campaigned and supported President Obama. I will stay in the Republican Party so that hopefully there'll be a voice of reason and I'll be able to say, brothers and sisters, meet me at the church. I'll tell you all about it. I just got out to meet. Now I may be ducking down on my cell phone and go, brother, meet me at the church. But I'm going to tell it.
Right.
Evan, you said you want to be a Republican now.
I didn't say that.
Do you?
Why you told me that?
Is it because of the money or is it because of the principles of the party?
Well, I was joking saying because of the money. But.
Well, we need certain tax reform, but we need to pay taxes too.
Right,
if you knew that everything good you pay, if you paid a little bit more taxes, you'd do it, wouldn't you?
I pay a lot of taxes right
now. I do too. I look at my check. Why?
You and me both.
Man, but you know what I love about CBS? Lisa Smalley blink at me if I shouldn't say this. Them checks go straight in the bank.
Don't they?
I talk big smack. I come in with my badge. I need all my money in nickels right
both.
Now.
Yeah, you and me
Because CBS ain't no joke. They don't go, let me holler at you. Can I talk to you for a minute? They got the money.
Yeah. Now, when you do your stand-up, do you think about what you say there and how that could relate back to your job at CBS? Do you have to sometimes...
I do. I am concerned about the image that because I am now part of the network, and I am concerned about how people perceive me, but if you know me, but I do have some disclaimers in my show. So if you are coming to Caroline's, one show on Thursday, two Friday, two Saturday, I do have some disclaimers in the show. And it is hard because some of the little old ladies come and they want to hear the roughest jokes. And they tossing back bottles of Zinfandel, eating all the chicken breasts, and just hoorahing in their little scooters. I love show. They got t-shirts on there, but I don't know what to do. So what I'm trying to do is evolve. And I got other things that I want to do that I would hope to come back and promote. I just thank you guys. First, I thank you for coming on the talk, Charlamagne. I thank you for even believing
appreciate
in us
you.
That we would let you do you on the talk on CBS.
Absolutely.
I thank you for allowing me to come on the Breakfast Club. I thank y'all for just believing in me, praying with me, follow me on Twitter at Charlamagne. And I thank you also for that information that you put up on my situation, which caused people to look at the situation differently. You changed my life. So I'm just saying, y'all blessing.
All right.
You know,
well,
go out and be a blessing to other people. God has blessed you. And, you know, I get to holler at you when I come back. You know, the Lord say this your last day. We all hope that the Lord say, servant well done when we meet him. Am I wrong, brother?
Absolutely. The only Cheryl Underwood can talk about God, pop culture, politics, education, and bladder leakage. In 20 minutes.
And a little bit of cranium crush, which I'll be talking about at Caroline.
My goodness.
I'll see you this weekend.
Caroline.
Club is Cheryl Underwood.
Hey!